Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey!
Hour number two here on a Funk Friday, live at Bears Best Golf Course. Midday show with Andy and Randy. NFL No Huddle just a couple minutes away. We'll talk about all the big games coming up on Sunday, obviously including the Atlanta Falcons in Germany to take on the Indianapolis Colts, a college football corner, in about 20 minutes as well. We'll look ahead to all the big college football games on the schedule tomorrow, and we'll make some picks against the spread and play some Sports Jeopardy at 12:40.
Andy?
Yes, Randy.
They call that man Spraylin Brown. Man, damn.
Why are they always so funny?
Man, call
it's
that
like
man.
When Jimmy showed up looking all emo and they called him, what was it? Was it Fallout? Something, Ballout Boy.
Ballout Boy. Like, God almighty.
Spraylin Brown.
Spraylin damn Brown.
And I do think, like, you know.
Just stop.
Jalen kind of rhymes with a lot of stuff.
It does.
You know, like, that's an easy one to make a play on.
But because of his hair.
Sure, I get it.
Spraylin damn Brown.
Yeah. Where do you think he's at with all this, right? Because he knows that people know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean he's you know he's rubbing smudges on people's jerseys when he's trying to drive to the hoop.
Maybe he's using that as an advantage.
Maybe, and that's what I said yesterday. Maybe he's using it to intimidate.
Yeah, like when he's playing shirt, when people play shirts and skins. Like I don't want to play again. You're all sweaty and so nobody want to guard you. What was the movie with? Oh God,
Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hal. Yeah. I don't want to guard.
Nobody
you.
Wants that.
Yeah, all your damn face. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, shirts and skins was no big deal when we were younger, right? Yeah. You're in college. You're in high school.
You're a grown ass man at 24 Hour Fitness.
Yeah, you're 43.
Yeah, man.
You're sweaty everywhere immediately. Yeah, you don't want that.
Nobody wants all that mess.
Do they still do that, or you just find like, you got a white shirt? They got dark shirts. We'll kind of go that way, or I don't know.
Oh, I have no clue.
Maybe they have what? They still do shirts and skins? Oh, lights and darks. Okay.
Okay.
All right. That sounds good. Let's make sure we're just doing shirt color. All right.
Well, I mean, what if you want to? Yeah, I don't know. It's been a while since I played pickup basketball.
Me too.
Yeah, it's been
you fun. Know, they do pick up basketball at the church on Monday night.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. I'm thinking of going.
I know you are. Yeah. I know you are. Because I bet you be the dude up in there.
I think I could hold my own.
Really?
In that one. Now, I don't know. I don't know who goes.
Y'all know y'all should get a travel team. Y'all can play against like Dylan's team.
Yeah,
Dylan. Don't you play for the?
And we can play. Yeah, we can play against the JCC.
Team. Yeah,
That he's on.
Yeah, man. There you go. Y'all can start something.
What's funny though is they do it in like the fellowship hall.
Okay,
which is carpeted. So play. It's like a very thin carpet, but it has a key on it and all that.
Yeah.
And so the hoops come down off the ceiling.
I've actually played on those.
I've seen them. I've never played on
them. We used to, when we lived in Macon, we used to, for our YA team, our coach, he used to teach basketball at the School of the Blind. And so we would go over there and just do stuff with those kids and play. It was a carpet court. First time I've ever seen it. So, yeah, it's a. It's a different thing.
Yeah.
It's a different
thing.
Seems
like a good way to turn an ankle or a knee or something like that.
It does.
But, yeah, no, I'm thinking about going up there. I think I could probably – I'd probably run with those guys. Or maybe not. Maybe I'll get run out of the gym.
Dude,
you never know.
Don't say that. I'm pretty sure you're the youngest dude in the congregation.
No, there's other young people up there. I'm 41 years old.
I know that, dog, but you're an athletic 41.
Yeah. Well, I'm staying in shape.
You're an athletic 41,
doing,
dog.
Doing my workouts.
Yeah, man.
Got a run in this morning.
Yeah.
And yesterday.
Do you have the basketball shoes? Are you going to play in running shoes?
I don't even have basketball shoes anymore.
So you going to play in running shoes?
I had a pair of LeBrons that I would use when I would play every once in a while,
right.
But I just hadn't played in so long, I got rid of them.
When the last time you played when they had that? Oh, God.
I used to, when I first moved to Atlanta, we lived over in North Druid Hills, and there was a church right by where we lived on our road that had an outdoor court that nobody ever, I would go over there all the time and just kind of run around and work out and shoot and get, you know, get sweaty. But I haven't done that in a long time. And then, yeah, I played in that 3-on-3 thing that we had for the station a couple years ago, me and Carl and Jarvis. And Tate, that was a squad.
I just wanted you to say it.
Yeah, it was a squad, man. Carl's got post moves. Carl's got post moves.
Carl drop stepping.
Yeah, Carl's got like the dream shake. Don't let him get you on his hip. And then Tate's like a traditional point guard. He's like calling out sets. All right, one. Run one. Tate, we didn't practice, man. Tate can't shoot, but he's a good passer. But he's got, he can only play a little bit because he, you know, he smokes cigarettes.
I know.
So he's got to sub out every once in a while.
Say, don't get on Carl's hip, man.
Don't let Carl. Don't let Carl get that hip. A lot of pump fakes, you know. I'm not joking. Like Carl, if Carl's listening, I'm serious. Carl's is a good basketball player. He is a good basketball player, and he has post moves. That is true. All right, let's get to an NFL note. I'm not joking. You're laughing. Brought to you by Mark Spade Real Estate. Go to markspade.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We were having so much fun up here at Bears Best during the breaks. We forgot to tell Bo what audio we wanted to use in the NFL No Huddle.
First of all, we'll get to the Raheem. I'll talk about last night game. Bo Nix is awful.
Awful.
And we talked about it. As he goes, as his accuracy goes, they're going to go.
Yep.
There
were more penalties accepted in that football game than first downs gained by the teams combined. I actually turned it off. I was watching, and it was 7-7 for so long. I was like, all right, let me watch the fourth quarter at App State, Georgia Southern, and at least it'll be entertaining and people are scoring. Yeah, that game was awful. The Broncos are 8-2, and they've won three of the ugliest games in the league. But you know what?
So what?
At least they won them.
At least they won them.
Yeah, at least they won them. So good for them for finding a way continuously. And getting to 8-2, Sean Payton can coach, man.
Yeah, man.
That's one thing that I think is fair to say. He's going to have a good football team. Let's hear really Bo, dealer's choice, whatever Raheem Morris audio you want to use here. We'll get back into some Falcons and Colts to start the NFL No Huddle.
Familiar out in his building with him, obviously Brake and I were able to call him, congratulate him yesterday. He's excited. He hadn't gotten there yet, so hopefully he'll figure out and doesn't have a passport.
Well, unfortunately, he does.
He's
cleared concussion protocol.
Yeah,
as well.
So he'll be out there Sunday morning.
But that's a good point. Obviously, Jeff Ulbrich coached him the last handful of years in New York, so knows him as well as anybody.
Yeah, I mean, he's gonna be a bumper run corner now. I hope they might let him play off a little bit more because he has gotten a lot of penalties because he's you get more penalties when you're a bump and run cover like he is because he's a physical at the line. He gets his hands on you, and sometimes you don't he doesn't get them off. That's why, it's going to be paramount that Drake has good releases and things like that. Also, they move him in motion, and because whenever you put the guy in motion while he's moving, that gives, the DB, he'll back off a little bit.
Will he follow Drake?
I don't know.
No, okay.
I don't know because – he didn't follow a lot. I'm trying to think because he went when they played the Steelers. Did he follow DK or not? I can't remember. I can't remember that far back. But no, he's a damn good football player. They're a damn good team, man. They have a lot of good football players. Very solid against the run. But this is about their offense and their run game because if the Falcons can't stop that or slow it down, it's going to be a long damn day.
No question.
It's going to be a short game because they're going to keep handing it to him.
Yeah.
And he's just going to keep dashing.
It'll be a long short day of watching Jonathan Taylor gain 7 yards a carry. One good piece of good news from a Falcons perspective as far as their ability to defend the run, DeForest Buckner did not make the trip to Germany, one of their best defensive linemen. So maybe that could, with the Falcons offensive line being banged up, we should get a little bit more information today about availability for the offensive lineman. Bergeron's not going to be able to go. Sounds good on Lindstrom, but still don't know for sure. We'll see. Hopefully he can. But yeah, man.
Yeah, they just came out. They put him on injured reserve.
Who?
Buckner.
Buckner. So he'll be out for a while then. Get to some of these other games. Younghoe Koo will kick for the New York Giants.
Oh, God.
So you know what's going to happen in that one.
Yep. But now Chicago filling himself. Chicago feeling himself a little bit. Caleb is playing a little bit better and all those different things. So
they won 4 out of 5.
Yeah, so they're feeling themselves. Buffalo's going to go and absolutely annihilate the Dolphins. The Ravens in Minnesota is an interesting one.
Yeah, Ravens got to keep winning.
They got to keep winning. Lamar's 24-3 versus the NFC, which is crazy. So that should be a good one. Can the Jets get another game ball? Got the Browns coming to New York.
Boy, what an awful matchup.
Yeah.
Just a horrifying, like, anybody that goes to that game, good for them.
Yeah, man.
You are a diehard fan.
The Patriots at the Buccaneers. Tampa had a week off to heal up because they're so damn banged up. So especially Baker, so they had another week. Got the young kid coming through. Saw some mishaps last week with him. I know Todd Bowles is going to do everything he can to confuse him and light his little ass up. I like Tampa in this game, matter of fact. But I think it's going to be a pretty good one. Carolina, everything just falling in place for them. You got the damn Saints.
I know.
A big win last weekend up there at Green Bay. You come back home, you got the Saints coming
down.
That
was a great win.
That was a great freaking win.
The Panthers get into 5-4 and beating the Green Bay Packers, who some weeks look like one of the best teams in the NFC. Other weeks don't.
Yes.
And they win this game, they're 6-4.
Yeah, man.
Say what you want. I know we were talking about them back in the opening
segment. But you are what your record is.
Yeah, you are what your record is. Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe you didn't see it coming. You got to sort of change your perspective on who these teams are. You get the 6-4 through 10 games, I'd trade places with them.
Damn right. Davis Mills is going to start for Houston this weekend as C.J. Stroud is out. Jacksonville with a gutsy win last weekend out in Vegas. Seattle's
rolling.
They're rolling, dude. They got Arizona coming to town.
The Cardinals have played better with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback. Obviously, that's why they're starting him at quarterback. Kyler Murray put on the IR, so sort of out of sight, out of mind for a month. They'll deal with it when they get to it. But, yeah, be interesting to see if the Seahawks can keep it rolling from where they looked last week. They haven't been great at home so far.
And they're 2-2.
Which is weird.
They're 2-2 at home. And can Sean McVay beat Kyle Shanahan?
I mean, he has not.
They got to go to San Fran. San Fran is banged all the way up. I think the Rams are, in my opinion, a legit Super Bowl. But can Sean McVay beat Kyle Shanahan?
How many teams are better than the Rams in the NFC right now?
None.
I don't really think any.
None.
I mean, maybe the Eagles on a given Sunday.
Maybe. Maybe the Lions.
Maybe the Lions on a given Sunday. But although the Lions, sneaky, found a way to lose 3 games already.
Yeah, man. And they're going to Washington. Jaden Daniels out, but did find some good news about him. He's not going to go on IR. The elbow was not as far as torn ligaments or anything like that. So it's a possibility they can find a way to – Marcus Mariota, they can find a way to get some wins. It's a possibility he may be able to come back.
Chargers and Steelers on Sunday Night Football would be a good one as well. Probably not the prettiest game that'll be played, but it'll be close, I would imagine. And then the Eagles and the Packers on Monday Night Football. So we're starting to kind of figure out.
Yeah, man.
You kind of 10 games in, you give us a pretty good indicator of who you are. And there's some, that's the other thing. I know Falcons got to worry about themselves and get wins. It's a lot of solid teams in the NFC.
Yes, it is.
A lot of teams around 6-7 wins in the NFC.
Yes.
So. You know, you got to win on Sunday, man.
Yeah, you got to get it, man.
Starting to slip away from you. We'll come back. We'll talk some college football. A big slate of games. Obviously, Georgia at Mississippi State. Georgia Tech is off. We'll let you hear a little from Brent Key, though, as he had some fun stuff to say in his press conferences earlier in the week. Thanks for being with us here on a Funk Friday. Midday show with Andy and Randy. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That was my other friend who got arrested for credit card fraud.
Hey, look at you, man. Thugging.
You know.
Look at her.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday.
Look at her.
It's getting funkier. We're at Bear's Best Golf Course. We'll be here till 2 o'clock because that's when our show's over. And then it's the weekend. Congratulations on making it to Friday, by the way. You worked hard this week.
Yeah,
you earned
man.
It. You earned it. You earned a good time this weekend.
Yeah, man. It's a. I mean, you know, I'm all for fall. I am kinda hot and sweaty, but at the same time, you know, this is the golf course right now with the leaves and the trees. It is beautiful out here. And the weather is cooperating. We had to bring our ass in the shade though, because that sun would beat down on the brother.
Yeah, it was getting warm.
Yeah, man. Now I know that you know it's frowned upon to have you know, when you're working, we work at bars and stuff, to have cocktails, and sometimes we obey the rule. I obey the rule. Sometimes I don't. Uh-huh. But we're hitting me a nice freshly rolled cigar. From the owner is Miss Nicole Brewer. It is a place called The Smoker's Concierge. And because we're out here for Parlor's thing, Parlor loves cigars, all his guys. So would it be frowned upon if I would do a cigar right now?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that would be the opposite. I think that would be smiled upon.
It's like really, really like – I should wait till the end of the show to get it.
Why?
Because I want to smoke it so bad right now.
But you should though. Why would?
Because I don't want the microphone to smell like so, okay. Everything.
So maybe.
I'm thinking about.
I might damage the microphone. Yeah, I don't know if it will.
Yeah,
or not.
And I'm thinking about you, and I want you going home.
It's not
going
to bother me. I love the.
Yeah. So yes.
Especially on the golf course.
Yeah. So
that's
I might just walk.
I'm
gonna go back and forth and everything.
Well, because I think the idea with the is it might yeah, might make you say something you wouldn't normally say.
But yeah.
Is a cigar something you wouldn't normally say?
No, man.
That's
no.
not. That's not a. No. That's not a performance enhancer. That's not a mind alterer, is it?
Yeah, I don't think so.
You know what I mean?
I don't think so.
You have a couple too many cocktails, you might start breaking the game down different.
You know what I mean? You never know. Like, I don't know, damn mother.
Like, our keys to the Falcons game at 120 might be a little too honest.
These mother.
You know what? To hell with it.
To hell with these dudes.
Yeah. So, anyway, I don't know. Do what you want, but I think we'd all be supportive if you decided to fire that thing up. That'd be fine.
All right. Just making sure. Just
Abe might have one with you. I don't know.
I don't know. Abe doesn't put any poisons in his body, Andy. His lungs or anything.
Yeah, right. Abe's going to go to Taco Bell on the way home.
Yeah, Abe's training. Abe's in training.
He's
right
always
now.
Training.
He's always training. He's always training.
Always be training.
Yeah, always training.
All right. Let's get to a college football corner here.
I'm in training. Got to run this weekend. Got a three-quarters half marathon.
We'll get more into the Georgia-Mississippi State game. Spent a lot of time on it in the 11 o'clock hour. Roddy Nabalsi always joins us from UGASports.com at 11:40. He had a lot of good thoughts on the game, as always. And like I said, we'll get back deeper into it at 1 o'clock. But that's a noon game tomorrow. Always hard to win on the road. Mississippi State's good, too. I know they don't have the greatest record, but look at the details of a lot of the games that they've played.
Every game.
They've been competitive in every game that they've played, and the reason for that is because their offense can score.
Yep, they can go.
That's one thing Georgia struggles with, is slowing down really good offenses. So I don't know. I feel like it'll be a good game tomorrow in Starkville. I do think Georgia's offense is enough better than Mississippi State's offense, and Georgia's defense can get a couple stops that they'll win the game. But it's going to be another one of those 60-minute stressful afternoons for Georgia fans.
Yeah.
Luckily for you, it'll be earlier.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, it's going to come in earlier. I think, you know, the biggest thing with the Dogs is you got to limit the big plays. I think that is just the ultimate thing. They're going to throw it. You're going to have opportunities to sack the quarterback. Also, you're going to have opportunities to give up the big play. They have not been good at the secondary, especially at the corner position, and they're going to be tested again. The biggest thing, Georgia's offense has to be its best defense. They have to be able to control the clock, control the line of scrimmage, and get out of there with the win. I mean, we're a 9.5-point favorite, I think we are.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I can see it somewhere around here.
I could too. It'll be right around there, and it'll probably be a late touchdown that puts it there.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's been for Georgia this season. BYU at Texas Tech, that's a noon game as well. That's where College Game Day is going to be as well, in Lubbock. And that's at least the most highly ranked matchup of the weekend, BYU undefeated number 7.
It sucks this game's at noon.
It does suck that it's at noon, but I'll be honest with you, I don't think it's going to be that great of a game. I think Texas Tech's going to handle their business.
Oh, okay. I mean, I think that's what people are looking at. And it's always like this with BYU. Are they for real? You know, we know Texas Tech is the real deal, mainly because they went and bought the deal, but so what?
Bought the deal, so
you
what?
Know, they went and bought
the deal. So did everybody else.
So did everybody damn else, exactly. And so, I mean, you got this kid, Bailey. This dude got 11.5 sacks. Has more than three than the whole damn Georgia team.
That's correct.
You know, this dude is a game wrecker. And I think, you know, the thing with BYU is, you know, can they run the football? They got to be able to slow down this pass rush. Because I think it's one of those things where whenever you're, like, say, Texas Tech, you're one of those good teams but you never liked this before.
Yeah.
If you could find a way, because they're playing really confident, but if you could find a way to get the game late in the fourth,
yeah,
that's when these teams like this have those mistakes.
Yeah, they haven't been This is the biggest game in Lubbock since 2008.
They showed the highlights the other day.
Yeah, which is awesome. We all remember.
Yeah, it was right.
And
yeah,
it feels like not 2008.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy that was that long ago.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, that's how long it's been for them in a moment like this. And, you know, you keep winning, they're going to the college football playoff, and they're as talented – they're talented enough to win a playoff game as well. And I think BYU is good, and their quarterback's tough as hell, man. Bear Bachmeyer is going to play his ass off tomorrow, but I just think Texas Tech has too much high-end talent, and that's what wins in games like this.
Yes.
I mean, they've got a ton of NFL dudes on that defense, and I think it shows up tomorrow. Texas A&M, undefeated, also in a position they haven't been in a while. I mean, undefeated this late into the season. They're number three in the country. They're traveling to Missouri, who's a good team, not a great team.
They're a good team at home.
But they can be, exactly. They can beat you in Columbia.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, that it's in Columbia. It goes back to, you know, can the quarterback for A&M, can he go do his thing? Can he be more because of Reed? Can he be – because he's the – to me, he is the determinant if they win a national championship or not. I just think he is. I think they have all the components as far as can win a national championship. I think A&M can win it, but I think him. Which version of him are you going to get?
Yeah, and that's the thing about Missouri. They've got some edge rushers.
Yes.
And I know it's, you know – yeah, it would be nice to have.
Yes,
but yeah,
yes,
I mean, he can get Reed into some uncomfortable situations and maybe make him make a mistake.
Now this would be the first game Missouri's played without their quarterback.
Yeah,
you know, and so that'd be another thing.
Too bad because Bo Pribula was playing.
Yeah, how Eli Coach Drinkle, which how he manages.
That was a sad moment in that Vanderbilt game because they were going in to score, and not only do they not score, he blows his knee out and his season is over. A lot of conversation I've seen about Oregon being on high alert.
I'm telling you, they should be. They should be.
They should be. It's always hard to beat Iowa at Iowa. The way they play, weather's going to suck.
Yes.
Like it's a perfect recipe for what Iowa wants to do.
You have the young quarterback going into a situation like this. I mean, the one thing about Iowa, they're going to make you earn it. It's going to be a tough, hard-fought, you know, maybe 13-10 type game for Oregon. I think Oregon wins the game, but boy, they got to. Because that's what Iowa, no matter who, very rarely do you not play Iowa's game.
Uh-huh.
You might beat Iowa,
but
they're going to determine how the flow of the game goes.
They're the only team all year that's been able to do that to Indiana.
Yes.
Indiana had to earn it, and the final score was weird. I remember Mendoza ran the other way and took the safety to end the game and all that. That was a hard win for Indiana, who's beat the brakes off pretty much everybody.
Who did they play this weekend?
Indiana.
That Penn State. They got Penn State this weekend. Okay.
At Penn State was supposed
to
be.
Did they put up a fight?
No.
Can they put up a fight?
Nah.
I think that's the biggest thing. Can they put up a fight?
I think their fight has been put up.
Yeah.
I think they're done.
Yeah, can they finally put up a fight?
Tulane at Memphis.
That's tonight, right?
Tonight.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of maybe two of, if not the two best Group of Five teams.
Yes.
Neither ranked, but you win this one, you probably get ranked next week.
Right. I think, this is a big deal
also
for them.
Also, two coaches that
because,
are going to be a little.
And that's the biggest thing, is that, like, I wouldn't be surprised if both of these coaches just there last year at both of these schools.
Yeah.
I know I saw a lot of rumors yesterday. Memphis coach going to Arkansas.
That would make sense.
Yeah, and things like that. So, yeah, this is one of those things where, you know, what's on the line is staying in the playoff hunt for this group. But more than anything, it's going to be the last year that both of these coaches are going to coach. It's a big game tonight. And Friday night games all year have been good. You know, in college football, they've been good. They've been upsets and all those different things like that. I think these are two evenly matched games, though. But, yeah, it should be a good one tonight.
LSU at Alabama. That's a night game at Alabama, unfortunately. I mean, again, beginning of the year, that's one that looked like it could be a real, real treat.
You know that.
LSU has fired their coach, and so it isn't.
No, Alabama.
But who knows? I mean, still. You got to go win it.
Yeah, you got to go win it. Alabama's going to beat the LSU.
You think so?
I think so. But they were talking about Nussmeier. You were talking off the air about rotating quarterbacks with Nussmeier. They got this young kid who's more of a dual threat guy. And so that's going to be an interesting thing to see how they implement that against Bama. But Bama's playing so damn good right now. They are. Their quarterback, I mean, you want to talk about from, I don't want to say unknown, just, you know, didn't really know what he had to being a guy who might win the damn Heisman.
Couldn't even get Washington, Wisconsin on the show sheet.
Where yet?
Nebraska, UCLA is on there. Can't even get ranked number 23, Washington.
You're going to
the Battle of the UWs.
You're going to the Wisconsin.
Yeah,
they've come out and said that their coach is coming back.
Okay,
he's coming back with more money to back him.
Good.
Yeah. Why still go mess up?
No, I know.
Don't go tricking up.
Because that's the thing. Like right now, where Washington is, It's going to take a lot to do it, but they have a path to the playoff.
Don't go out.
They're 6-2. Their schedule is very favorable. They got Wisconsin, Purdue, UCLA before they play Oregon. They could be 9-2. If they win out, they're 10-2. They're going to the playoff.
Yeah. They just went.
I nominate Washington to be the first team.
The Washington backer.
No, I don't have any skin in the game, Randy.
Yeah. No, not you.
I'm a little worried about tomorrow. All this hype, they're playing good. They beat they beat Illinois. Now it's like you go to Wisconsin and lay an egg. Don't do that. All right, we'll come back. We'll make some picks against the spread. We'll play some Sports Jeopardy on a Funk Friday. We're broadcasting live at Bears Best Golf Course in Suwannee. Beautiful Friday.
Yes, sir.
Weekend right around the corner. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. The big story is just that there's a lot of football going on this weekend, a lot of fun football going on this weekend. We'll spend the top of the 1 o'clock hour on college, Georgia and Mississippi State. Specifically, 120 as always on Fridays ahead of Falcons games. We will tell you what we think the Falcons need to do. Keys to a Falcons victory in Germany over the Colts on Sunday morning. And then we'll get to an hour from right now as well.
Some people got to have – man, you see Pablo's back at it, man.
I know, man.
You got Phil Mickelson in his crosshairs, man. I saw yesterday Damon Jones guilty.
I saw that.
Yeah, not guilty. I'm assuming Shaughnessy going to do the same thing, man.
Yeah.
Some people got to have it.
Don't let Pablo Torre be on you.
Yeah, man. I like Pablo.
Don't let him – his job.
Yeah, man. But it's crazy now, man.
He's doing his job.
It's crazy. I saw the UFC. Dana White had to answer some questions the other day.
Oh, right, about that fight that Bo's telling us about yesterday.
Yeah, man, it's crazy out here, man. He's out this fight. But we don't put no money on these ducats. We just try to get you some bread,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, look, we're just giving
we're
just advice
trying to get
here.
Some bread,
we're
man.
Giving advice.
You know what
here.
I'm
and,
saying?
And again, if you are to, fine, you can gamble on these games if you want to, as long as you're doing it on the up and up. Just don't try to convince one of the players to cheat for
between
you.
Between me, you, the update lady, a couple other people, damn, Brock Bowers only had 3 damn targets.
I know.
We were like, oh, Brock Bowers.
Fire on the over.
Oh, fire on the over, 67 yards.
Easy. We forgot that the Raiders were off.
God mighty, coming off of 13 catches.
Chip Kelly, I tell you, he got hot for a month at the right time, won a national championship, and got paid all the money to go be the offensive coordinator of the Raiders. Everybody forgot the previous 10 years where Chip Kelly's offense hadn't done a damn thing.
Oh! And then
Chip Kelly remembered to throw it to Jeremiah Smith for a month, and everyone's like, oh, he's a genius again.
It got him a damn NFL job.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's not going good. I love Pete Carroll, and I want things in there. Maybe it's just too much.
Yeah, I mean, but we
maybe
this.
The Raiders are just too bad for even Pete Carroll to
You know, I know what does Tom have one thing. Oh, Tom, that was Tom's decision. That was Tom. No, it is a organizational cluster.
Yeah.
What the Raiders are.
Yeah, look.
That's what it is.
It's bad organization to stay bad for pretty obvious reasons. And again, it seemed like they hired good people, but I don't know.
Oh, mighty dollar.
Trickles down. Hey, do you want to make sure, as we broadcast live from Bears Best Golf Course in Suwannee, we're here with the Passion Foundation. This is their annual golf outing, raising funds to construct shade structures over play areas and limit UV exposure for children in elementary schools in Georgia and Florida. This is our buddy John Parla,
yes,
who's an account executive at the radio station. Great guy. His wife, about a decade ago, her cancer,
yes,
and ever since, he's been doing great work,
yes,
raising money.
And we
understand behalf of this
is also Freddie Freeman's big thing like that. Parla having us out here, a definite opportunity to help out. Like you were just saying, a big deal, obviously, impacting him personally.
Yep. It's also something that I had just never thought about as far as, like, the sun protection at playgrounds.
Right.
Hadn't gone to a lot of playgrounds until, yeah, about 5 years ago,
yeah,
since I was
exactly
a kid. And when I was a kid, we went to playgrounds in Seattle where you didn't have to worry about sun,
right,
that much.
Right, right,
but
right.
The one across the street from our house has a great big shade structure.
It does.
Which is awesome because it gets hot as hell in the summertime.
Right.
And it makes it a lot easier to play on the playground. So, anyway, shout out to John Parla and the Passion Foundation. Doing great work. Let's make some picks. Again, we're talking about, we're just having fun. I don't think anybody needs to be taking my picks anyway because I've not been doing great. You want to join us and let us know how we're doing, Abe? Or is he not? Oh, not. Okay,
oh, yeah,
Bo's going to do it. Okay, I didn't know that.
All right, here we go, fellas. So, yeah, Andy, it's been a little bit of a rough stretch, but not much worse than the rest of us are doing. So you go 1-3 last week. I went 2-2. Randy and Abe both went 3-1.
Get
so
you some.
Abe is winning. He is at 500 at 20-20. Randy is right behind him by a half game at 20-19-1. I am at 19-21, and he's pulling up the rear, place he probably doesn't mind being 17-23.
17-23.
Don't ever say that, yep, out loud again.
Why?
I just don't do that. Okay.
What?
Yeah, I'm a fan of the backside.
Yeah. Anyways,
my wife's.
Anyways, we're going. Anyways, we're trying
talking
to,
about ass, Randy.
You're talking about ass.
Yams.
That's it. and so right now, I've been going with them pretty much a lot this year. Give me Texas Tech -10.5 versus BYU. I like Mizzou +6.5 at versus A&M. I think they're going to win that game. Give me the Seahawks -6.5 versus the Cardinals. And I was going to go the Bears -4.5 versus Giants, but I think they're feeling themselves too much. So give me Detroit -7.5 versus Washington.
I'm with you on Texas Tech. I mean, we've been saying it all week, so I might as well pick it. I think Texas Tech's going to win that game by a couple touchdowns. I think Iowa can keep it within a touchdown against Oregon. I do think Oregon will beat them, but they're not going to beat them by more than 6.5, I don't think. Chicago -4.5. I'm with you. I understand they're not used to this, but I just think the Giants are real bad.
They are.
So I got the Chicago -4.5, and then the Bills -8.5 at Miami. Miami is terrible.
They're ready to go home.
And their season is over.
All right, so I'm going to try to channel that new coach, new AD, but one less prick energy. Give me LSU +9.5.
Wow.
At Bama. They don't have to win, but they at least may be able to keep it close. Defense still has something to do with things. We'll see. Give me Texas A&M -6.5 at Mizzou. Give me the Lions -7.5 at the Marcus Mariota-led Commanders. Give me the Ravens -4.5 at the Vikings. Ravens are back, baby. Do I need to do Abe's picks too?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think Abe quit. I don't know where he is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He's wandering around.
I'm just kidding. He's right here.
But you
need to do him, though.
Abe's going to take Vandy -6.5 versus Auburn. Clemson -1.5 FSU. Bears -4.5. Versus Giants, and the Jags -1.5 versus the Texans. No C.J. Stroud in that one.
All right, let's get to Sports Jeopardy here on a Funk Friday. Brought to you by Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Final hour of the show again, as always, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Not final hour, this hour, the noon hour.
Y'all there? Fellas?
Boo.
Okay.
Hey,
there you go.
A little sunspot. We're all right. We got you.
All right. So here we go. What is the what is the highest number in a target area of a shuffleboard court?
Andy
Bunker.
10.
That is correct. Andy, have you never been on a cruise?
No.
Come on. I've just seen the little triangles.
I had no freaking clue.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that, and I've been on some cruises. Never played shuffleboard on a cruise, though. Here it's lots of fun.
Never have I ever played shuffleboard on a cruise.
Oh, shuffleboard, the game is a lot of fun.
When the Andy cruise gets going, we'll get some shuffleboard.
Ooh, shuffleboard tournament on board the Andy and Randy cruise. Book it.
Love it.
I'm just going to make just a guess here, just a shot in the dark. I bet Abe is
a hell of a shuffleboard player.
You good at shuffleboard? Won a tournament.
They won a damn tournament or two.
There you go.
There you go.
So maybe
cruise.
You can earn the right to play Abe in shuffleboard. which NFL team has played in 8 Super Bowls but never against the same opponent?
Randy.
Wow.
Randy Michael.
That's a great one.
Oh my God! Played in 8 Super Bowls but never the same. Oh no. The Broncos.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Nice.
So the score now is 1-1.
I didn't realize they'd played an 8.
Yeah. I didn't think played in that many either. Which quarterback has not thrown an interception in his last 10 starts despite just a 2-8 record across
Randy.
Randy and Michael.
Michael Penix. No, Randy, he threw Michael Penix into the damn interceptions against Carolina.
He's only thrown one in the last four or five games.
That is true.
Okay, you said no interceptions in his last 10 starts, but the team's 2-8?
Correct.
God, I mean, all right. Who sucks? Man. Tua? No,
correct,
Tua threw a bunch of interceptions the other week.
Justin Fields.
Oh.
Oh, he has not. Yes, okay. Right. He has not thrown an interception this year.
There you go.
That's right.
The Steelers have a 5-0 record against which other franchise in the playoffs? The best record for any team against another without a loss?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
You said Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, Steelers have a 5-0 record against this team.
Oh, in the playoffs.
Yeah, in the playoffs.
The Colts.
That is correct.
Wow.
That's a good one. That one came from within. Name 2 of the 3 left-handed quarterbacks who have started a Super Bowl.
Randy.
Oh, Abe, who went first?
Abe can't hear.
Oh.
I think I did.
All right.
It was Steve Young.
Correct.
And Ken Stabler.
That is also correct.
Yeah. I don't know the
other
one.
That's all you needed. Two out of
three. That's all you needed. The third one, left-handed quarterback, you said Steve Young, Ken Stabler, and left-handed quarterback.
I think 1986, I think.
Oh,
Boomer Esiason.
Oh, Boomer Esiason. I get those guys confused. Yeah,
Boomer.
I get Sims. Yeah, there you go.
All right, scores,
and soon to be Michael Penix.
Soon to be Michael Penix. Randy's up 2-1.
Yes.
Someday.
In 2003, an AFC East quarterback threw a touchdown to a wide receiver with the same last name. What was
Randy.
Their shared? Randy Michael.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even understand the question.
I heard exactly what you said, and I just messed up the whole question. All right, so an AFC East quarterback threw a touchdown past a receiver who had the same name as he did. Same last name as him. AFC East quarterback. Oh man, I do not know this. I do not know this answer.
Y'all both do. It's gonna just be
right.
Like, dang it! When you
but
hear
you
it.
Don't.
Yeah.
Josh Allen threw it to Keenan Allen.
I guess so.
I don't think Pro Bowls count.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. That's what I was going for.
we don't know which team. It's just one of the teams in the AFC East.
Correct.
Johnson.
That is incorrect.
Oh,
how about Wilson?
Wilson.
Zach DeGarrett.
Oh, there you go.
I would have never got that one.
Nope.
Never got that one. Never got
but
that
you
one.
Knew it.
Sure, yes. Sure. Yeah.
In 1966, the Falcons joined the NFL. Which AFC team joined alongside them?
I have no clue. 66.
Andy.
Any
guess one?
Yeah. The Baltimore Colts.
No.
Correct.
Randy.
Randy Michael.
Was it the Bengals?
It was not. It was your own Miami Dolphins.
Really?
There you go.
Did I know that?
What team has gone the longest without a 1,000-yard rusher? NFL, obviously.
Longest without an NFL. Longest without a 1,000-yard rusher?
Yeah, I'm curious as to how long this has been, because I can't think of one that comes to mind. I can think of one maybe 10 years ago.
Okay. So it's been up and down.
It's been a minute.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Randy Michael.
Was it the Dolphins?
It was not. Great guess, though.
The Jaguars?
Also incorrect. It's the New York Jets.
Oh.
We saw him run for 1,000?
Was it Curtis Martin? Did he run for 1,000 back in the day?
Yeah, Curtis that's all Curtis did with dude. That's all Curtis did.
That was 25 years.
Was he the last one?
No.
Read the next question.
Oh, my God. Abe's losing his freaking mind right now.
It's related.
Oh.
Read the next question, Bo. It's related.
All right, here we go. For the victory. So Andy's got to tie this one to have a chance. I got to get this one to tie.
Right.
Which team has gone the longest? Wait, hold on. The last 1,000-yard rusher for the Jets came in 2015. Oh, okay. Who was it?
Randy.
Randy
Michael. No, damn it. That was not that long ago. I was going to say Thomas Jones, but that was back when I was playing. Last rusher, you said, for the Jets in 2015?
Yep.
Le'Veon Bell?
That's incorrect.
Leon Washington.
Also incorrect. The correct answer was Chris Ivory.
Chris M. Ivory. Wow.
Yikes.
Yeah, I can hear Abe laughing
all
back
right
there.
Yeah. All right, but we're trucking on a Friday. Trucking on a Friday.
I like when stuff like that happens where it's like, if you'd have told me at the beginning of the show, I guess I would have guessed it would be Sports Jeopardy, but I wouldn't have thought Chris Ivory would have come up.
Never would have thought Chris Ivory would have came up.
Good for you, Chris. I hope you're doing well. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Final hour of the week. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.